You're listening to Soul Sense. I'm Silkina, and I'm on a mission to raise human consciousness through the daily practice of mindfulness. This podcast is for everyone searching to meet their true, authentic selves. I'm here to simplify spirituality and guide you to fully trust yourself and believe in your own magical powers, your imagination, and intuition. Thank you for listening. Hi, friends. Welcome to Soul Sense with Silkina. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new here, thank you so much for being here. Let me say that this is probably one of the most important episodes ever. I'm so dramatic. But it's true, because we talked about body image and how social media and the media in general have shaped body image for women for centuries. I find it really perfect that this episode is coming up right now because it's so interesting to see my own social media habits and how it has affected the way I feel about myself and my body. But not only that, I see a lot of people around me, they don't understand that sometimes their anxiety and their overwhelm actually subconsciously comes from comparing themselves to other people on social media. For me, it's so interesting because the voice in my head that compares the way I look to other people on social media is so subtle that sometimes you really believe that it's your own thoughts. I mean, of course, the thoughts come from my head, but I have a practice now where if I hear a voice in my head, I ask it, like, where did that come from? And not in like a creepy way, but sometimes I say things like, my life could be better, or, you know, my life could be more fun. And then I'm like, yeah, but who said that? And in comparison to what? Like, my life could be better compared to what? Because when you say things like that, you're obviously thinking of something else. So if you're not aware and if you don't catch yourself in these moments, it's so easy to go down like that black hole in your mind and then start overanalyzing and overthinking things. So we talked to, I haven't even told you who we talked to. We talked to April Vetrano. She is a registered dietitian, and she's had a lot of experience with clients working with holistic health and nutrition, and also dealing with body image issues. And this is really truly a real thing. I used to think that it's not a big deal if, you know, people see the Kardashians looking the way they are, or, you know, seeing filtered photos and photos of celebrities photoshopped. I used to think, like, well, it's common sense. Like, you know, that's not real life and we're not meant to look like that. But there are so many young women that are seeing these photos and it's not even conscious, but they subconsciously feel so anxious because they don't have that life or they don't look that way. When in reality, it's just us comparing ourselves to someone else's feed. It's not even really their life, it's their feed. Like, you're only seeing such a small part of them. And so it's okay to actually step back from social media when you start to feel that way, because we cannot control what other people post, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, I wish Kim Kardashian did not post that photo, that perfect photo of herself. Like, that's not fair to her because that's her page. So it's like, if you don't like what other people are posting, or if you think that they trigger you, or it's making you feel like you're comparing yourself to them or their life, then yeah, by all means, unfollow, mute them. I mean, you can control what you consume. I talked about this in another episode about how I am learning to be more mindful about my digital habits. And I actually want to create a course about it because I think this is something that people do struggle with, right? I mean, let me know in my Instagram, like, do you guys struggle with this? I actually did a mini poll and I have never had so many people vote before, like in my Instagram stories about like digital media. I mean, digital, is it called digital media? Yeah, like digital device usage, basically. And it was just so interesting. I was like, wow, I'm getting so many feedback about this. So I guess people do feel this way. Like they do feel that they could be a little bit more aware and mindful about their digital habits. And of course, there are people who are very confident in how they use social media and that they're conscious about it, which is great. I mean, help a girl out, because, you know, sometimes I can get a little bit carried away. But yeah, I'm kind of like doing a test on myself. And, you know, if it works, I'll turn it into a course so it can help you guys as well. But if it doesn't, well, then, you know, if the course never comes out, then you know that I've learned nothing from my own ways. So that's a good gauge. But yeah, really exciting. This episode is so exciting. I hope that you enjoy it. You know where to find me. I'm on Instagram, SoulSense with Silkina. I'm on YouTube, SoulSense with Silkina. I'm also on Insight Timer, where you can find my guided meditations and pep talk. I have some short little pep talks if you would like a friend to make you feel better. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the other side, and I hope that you have a fantastic week. Until next time, I love you. Goodbye. But a question that I always ask my guest to open the episode is, what is your self-care routine and what are some of the things that you do to keep yourself grounded and feel centered?
That is a great question. I feel like what I do to keep myself grounded and centered is very different than a lot of people. I'm a very type A person, like very go, go, go. So in order to keep myself grounded and centered, I use movement. It's just such a big stress reliever for me. And if I'm ever like needing to really think through something, or if I feel like I need to take care of myself, or if I'm stressed out, I always just want to move, like whether it's walking or running or, you know, going to the gym or taking a class or something, or, and then being outdoors, that's really helpful for me. But that pretty much is my self-care routine, getting movement, because that just helps me so much. I love it so much. It just brings me joy and really helps like relieve a lot of stress.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think people think that meditation is just one type, or like there's only one way to do meditation, which is sitting down and sitting in silence. But mm-hmm. movement is such a big part of connecting to yourself. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love that you connected it that way, because it really has been. I mean, even in school when I was studying, I would study while I was walking on the treadmill, because I felt like I just could focus better. I just felt more connected to myself and just being able, like, I enjoy it so much. So,
yeah. So today we're going to talk about body image and how the media mm-hmm. and social media affect the way we think about our bodies, the way we feel about our bodies. I would love to hear your story. Like, how did you get to where you are today? And did you have a particularly interesting journey when it comes to accepting yourself in this world or society where we are told that we need to look a certain way or feel a certain way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it all, for like a lot of women and a lot of people, for me, it really stems back to my childhood. When I was growing up, I did find myself in a smaller body. But because of that, I continually got so many comments like honoring that and saying that that was a really like awesome thing, which is all well and good until you hit puberty and things start to change and you feel like you're letting people down, or usually your body shouldn't be changing, or you shouldn't be growing, which is absolutely normal and okay. But so because I was getting those comments before, I think my body image issues started when I started getting older and hit puberty and growing, and you know, your body starts changing as it should. And I was like, well, I'm supposed to be this way. I've always been praised for being this way. I've always been honored for being this way. And now I'm not this way, you know. And it's just like being a teenager, it's just something that really like very mess with my head. And then of course you're in middle school, it's just terrible. High school is, I just felt like girls can be so mean to each other. So I really started struggling with it kind of at that, like at that age, once I kind of hit puberty and started growing, and then getting into college, it really kind of got even worse. And I struggled a little bit when I first got to college, because I love nutrition, but I didn't actually know what a registered dietitian was. So when I got to college, I was actually a business major. So because I didn't really find my path. So I wasn't sure what my path was supposed to be. I was very insecure with my body because I felt like I'm very tall. So I was very insecure about that. I was like loomed above everybody else and felt like a big friendly giant. So I tried a lot of different, like, I never really on like a very intense diet because I just really love sweets. So I can never do that, but it was more of like a lot of restricting and then overeating and that binge cycle and then trying to work out and never getting to the place I wanted to be at. And then eventually I found nutrition and I found that I wanted to be a registered dietitian in school. And then I kind of took on that path and I loved it. And then I almost kind of took it in the opposite direction because I knew way too much information about it. So I got even like super controlling over what I was eating. And I wouldn't say I ever had like a true eating disorder by any means, but I definitely was teetering on the edge of that. And then I found intuitive eating and kind of came out of that. So it was like a very quick summary of my life, but I feel like it's kind of, I almost like zigzagged everywhere, ping ponged around a lot.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how you mentioned about our bodies changing, because for the longest time I had that mindset where I wanted to go back to my high school body, like mm-hmm. what I looked like when I was 18, or why is it so hard for me to go back? Actually, I was just thinking about this the other day. I was telling my mom, I was like, oh, if I could just go back to what I looked like in 2010, you know, and just kind of like, mm-hmm. instead of looking ahead when it comes to milestones, it's actually like, okay, I want to reach a goal from the past. But it's like you said, you know, our bodies are supposed to change and we are supposed to evolve. So that's just interesting that we're always looking to want to look like when we were teens.
It's so true. And I've definitely been in that mindset as well. And it's hard sometimes. And the big thing about body image is that it's not perfect. And it's all about progress, not perfection. And there's always times like I have a great relationship with food. But there's always times when you kind of slip back into that. And I've had those thoughts before and have to remind myself that we're all growing. We're not supposed to look like that, but society sure does make it seem like that's what we're supposed to look like. Our 18-year-old selves and just never change, which is ridiculous because that's the whole point, is to change and get older and, you know, all that good stuff. So
exactly. And do you think that right now social media plays one of the biggest roles in this, in making maybe women or even men feel insecure in their right now body? Because I think sometimes we have this mindset too, where we're like, oh, I'm going to be happy or satisfied after I lose the weight, or when I look like that, when I look like mm-hmm. that celebrity, that Instagram model. Like, how much of a role do you think social media plays in this generation?
Oh my gosh, just a huge role. I feel so fortunate that when I grew up, I didn't have much social media wasn't really a thing. I mean, like, we had Facebook. My parents didn't let me get it till I was in high school. And then Instagram hopped on the scene at the end of my senior year of high school. So I feel very fortunate. I did not have to deal with social media in addition to everything else. But 100%, I think it just plays such a huge role, especially with the rise of TikTok. I think just, you know, there's so many positive things from the app. A lot of business owners use it and promote really positive things. But the main premise of it right off the bat was all of these really young women dancing on TikTok and just giving off this unrealistic expectation of what your body's supposed to look like. And I think it's hard because social media is only showing you just the smallest clip of someone's life. And it's a clip of their life that they choose to show you. It's not an actual clip. It's them saying, I want to show you this clip. So naturally, everyone's going to want to show something that's positive or the best image of them, which is understandable. But it's hard not to let that get in your head or think, wow, every single picture of this woman is amazing, or this man is amazing, or this person is amazing. And it's just, it can absolutely has a huge effect. And I think it's so much worse now for young people growing up. And I feel very, very blessed that I didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I started using Facebook in 2007. I was 17, so just graduating high school. And Instagram, I think, only came around like when I was in college, or like 2010 or like 2011. But I completely agree with you. Sometimes we forget that when we look at celebrities' Instagram page, like, they're only documenting their wins. They're only documenting their, like, the fun parts of their lives. Like, they're not documenting every single thing, you know? And it's just, sometimes we need to remind ourselves that what we're seeing is just curated scenes of people's lives, and we completely forget about that.
It's hard to, and I absolutely agree. We do have to try that, and it's difficult. It really is, especially with how many people are on social media and you're constantly seeing it. So definitely a strategy to use. And just, I tell people, if someone's just triggering you or making you feel, have these like negative body image thoughts, just unfollow them. Unfollow them. They're not worth looking at, you know, if they're going to trigger that.
Yeah, totally. And the thing is, like, what I've learned is the media's portrayal of perfection is always changing. So, like, what's even the point of trying to fit into the media's ideal body?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And it's really interesting too, because I don't know if you've seen those articles pop up on different magazines where it's like, body, like the way women's bodies are supposed to look, how it's changed throughout the centuries. And I've read a few of those just out of curiosity to see, and it really has just changed. It's everything, like every year there's something new, and it's just, you're born, you're with one body and you're given that one body. And I know that sounds so simple to say, it's definitely a lot more complicated than this, but let's just love what we're given. Because I saw this quote the other day that, you know, you were made from scratch, and it's so true. We were all made from scratch. So, and it's, like I said, it's a lot easier said than done. I totally realize that.
No, for sure. But yeah, sometimes even like going back to the simplicity of what you said, which is like, wow, look at the magic of who we are truly. Like, if we just kind of realize that, and I've had a long relationship like with accepting my body and not wanting to, like, you know, change things. And I work in the media, like I'm in front of the TV. So I feel like I'm even more harsh in criticizing myself, because I know that if you're in front of the camera, it's like, you know, that people are going to be seeing you looking a certain way. And it's all, and like, you know, I have gained weight like in the past 3 years, and I'm always thinking like, oh my God, people are judging me for this. Like, they probably think that I've let myself go and I didn't do, I'm just not good enough. Like, why didn't I try harder? You know what I mean? And it's like this inner critic that I sometimes have to tell myself, like, okay, you need to change your self-talk right now.
That, I mean, I can't imagine continually being on camera like that. I would totally experience those same things. It's difficult. I try to, especially with social media, people feel like they can say whatever they want to say. But I try to remind myself, when I saw someone else on social media who I follow say this, that the people who are leaving those comments or thinking those things are not people that I would want to associate myself, care about it. It's a lot easier said than done, but it's kind of an interesting way to think about it. Like, I would never leave a comment like that, think that or say that about somebody. So why should I care about something? You know, if someone's choosing to do that, then they must have bigger fish to fry than I do. But of course, everything is a lot easier said than done. It's difficult.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I actually read a quote the other day about how happy people don't leave hate comments. Like, and I do compare that to my own life. Like, if I'm in a happy space and if I'm just focused on what I'm doing, I don't even think about that. I don't even go there. I don't think about, oh, this person is posting this on social media, let me just crap on them, you know, like, let me just say something that's completely unkind.
Yeah.
Or something that is, you know, just like hateful. I think if you are focused on what you're doing and you're focused on like your own thing, it's even hard to think about that. Like sometimes I wonder like, where are these people coming from when they're leaving hate comments? You know, it's like, are you that free?
I think I've gone to the place where you just can't rationalize it. And I just more so come from a place like just be really hurting if they feel the need to really try to tear someone else down. And if they are, I hope that they feel better soon so that they stop doing that to other people. But it's hard to rationalize. I mean, you can't rationalize it. I don't get it.
No. Yeah. And speaking of like women's bodies changing and stuff, right? I just thought about it. Like at one point, Marilyn Monroe was seen as like, you know, really beautiful. And then towards, I guess, 2010 or like 2015, people were talking about how like she's plus size suddenly, you know, and even that evolution is like, how can you possibly try to mold yourself and fit yourself into the ideal woman, like the media's version of ideal? If Marilyn Monroe was one seen as thin and then plus size and then now normal, it's like it's impossible to reach that goal, you know, like if you're always trying to achieve the media's version of perfection, then it will always feel like you're not good enough or it's not enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just really crazy. And that's why I just try to encourage my clients, and I do this myself, just to really focus on myself, which is it's difficult because social media is everywhere, the media is everywhere. It's always, like you said, the ideal body image is always changing, and one year Marilyn Monroe is amazing and the next year she's plus size, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, but it's fine. But you know, we are made from scratch, we are one body. I will never look like Kim Kardashian ever. And she, there was a time, I think even now, I mean, she's an amazing body. There's a time when her body type was just all the rage everyone was looking forward to. I mean, there's always going to change. And it's just, I've kind of learned, like, I can't try to be something I'm physically not. So I might as well just learn to like love what I've been given and work with that. And if I'm a good human being and, you know, I work hard and, you know, I just want to be healthy internally so that I don't have any risk of comorbidities, then that's all I can ask of myself. And it's just trying to get to that place, which is a difficult road for some people. Some people it is easier. It's just crazy. I mean, who even comes up with like what the next body image is supposed to be ideal? I mean, we say the media, but where does it begin? I don't know.
Probably men in like labs. Or like in a meeting
they're
room.
Like, what should we come up with next?
Yeah, exactly. So funny. What do you think is the best tip for people that want to start to learn to love their bodies? Like, do you have any advice for people who are ready to stop comparing their bodies to others? So how can we begin to love our bodies? What's your best advice?
That's a great question. I think starting off by giving yourself grace. And I know everyone is just so hard on themselves and beat themselves up so much. And we only think of the negatives and the negative things about ourselves and our bodies, and just starting to really reframe that into positive thinking. You know, every time you think to yourself, oh gosh, I hate my arms or whatever it is that you pick apart, just trying to be very intentional and saying, okay, so what do I love about my body? Let me name like three things to replace that negative comment, and just trying to reframe that mindset and continually remind yourself, you know, these images we see on social media are not realistic to every day. It's a snippet of someone's life that they're choosing to show you. So it's most likely the most positive part because they're choosing to show it to you. You know, like I mentioned before, unfollowing those people that really trigger you every time you see them. Maybe they give you like the general you or something. You know, maybe they trigger you and make you feel worse about your body. You know, unfollow them. They're not worth following. Follow those people that don't trigger you or make you feel more uplifted, and things like that. And just starting to change that negative mindset and just give ourselves grace. We're always so hard on ourselves. And that's the biggest thing I tell people. Just give yourself grace. Like, you're only human. You are not, no one is perfect. And that is one of the biggest things. That's my pet peeve with social media, the media, diet culture, is that there's this ideal image of perfection, and nobody is perfect. Nobody is. Like, you cannot achieve perfection, but everybody tries to achieve perfection. So we're just on a mission that's going to fail automatically. So let's set up ourselves up for success.
Yeah. And also another thing to point out is, like, these apps like Instagram and TikTok especially, they're scrolling apps, you know? So it's mm-hmm. almost like subliminals for your subconscious mind. If all you do is just scroll, and you don't really digest and take in like what you're actually seeing, and you're not intentional about your social media consumption, you're just feeding your mind with like these images of the media's idea of perfection, like you said, which is really hard to attain because it keeps changing, but it's just almost like setting yourself up to fail, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, and you're doing it in such a deep subconscious level that you probably don't even realize it. Because sometimes mm-hmm. when I'm on Instagram, I'm in such a scrolling mode. Like, I don't even know what I'm seeing anymore. I'm just like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like a robot just like tapping away, which is why sometimes I do prefer YouTube, because I think YouTube is still, because it's a search engine and you can still kind of search exactly what you want to watch and see. But Instagram, it's like your explore feed. You don't even know how to search for the things that you want to see, because everything is like curated for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like YouTube too, because I feel as though with videos, it's a lot harder to be super curated and edited and perfect all the time. I mean, you can, but it's harder to do.
There is some
way,
real
but
content there, like on YouTube, like yes. with the vlogs and stuff. Yeah.
I've actually gotten more into YouTube recently. I used to just never even go on it except to watch a music video or something, but I've been going on it more recently and I've really been liking it. But yeah, it is crazy how mindlessly we scroll through it. I think another thing too is always trying to remind yourself, when you see these people who in our minds or in media are painted as perfect or we think are perfect, is just trying to take a step back and remind yourself that this person is, everyone's always going through something. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have, everyone's always going through something. And this person is probably going through something too that makes them feel less than perfect. So it just almost like trying to humanize those people. But it's such a journey. You know, I do have a great relationship with food and with my body, but it's not perfect. You know, when I first downloaded TikTok, kind of at the beginning of the pandemic, beginning of 2020, where it was still mostly a lot of younger women dancing in front of the camera, a few times I caught myself going, wow, she looks really amazing. Why don't I look like that? And then I had to check myself and say, April, she's 14. Of course you don't look like her. You're not 14 and you shouldn't, and I don't want to, you know? So it's just a journey, and it's not expecting yourself to be perfect all the time, I think, is a big thing too. Cause I feel like it's out there like, oh, if we have a good body image, we should be perfect at having a good body image, and we should never have negative thought about ourselves, which is not realistic either. Everyone's going to have down days. Everyone's going to have days when they're having, you know, thinking their arms don't look good or their wrists are awkwardly shaped or whatever it is we all come up with, you know? So it's giving yourself grace in that regard too.
Yeah. And it's basically just challenging the voice in your head, right? Because obviously when you're looking at your arms and you're like, I wish it looked different, or I wish it looked smaller, like that's not coming from yourself. You're obviously comparing it to another arm, you know, like if you say, mm-hmm. I wish my arm was smaller, you're technically saying, I wish my arm looked like this instead of that. So mm-hmm. I think just even challenging your self-talk and just pausing and asking, like, where am I getting this from? Like, where did I get mm-hmm. this thought or this feeling from? Like, who told me that? Who taught me that? Like, chances are it's not even coming from our deepest of essence. Like, it comes from mm-hmm. yeah, social media and media.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I love that you said challenging your self-talk. I think that's such a great way to put it, is challenging that negativity. And then also reminding yourself too, that you're worth so much more than whatever it is. Like if we're going with the arm example, you know, the arm, when you think your arm is big, I don't know if you've ever had this moment, and I've talked to a few other women about it, of, you know, taking pictures and how we're also critical of ourselves in pictures. And then there's been so many times where I've looked back at that same picture months later and just looked at it and like, why was I so mean to myself?
Oh my God.
Yes. You know, it's something about pictures being in the moment, and then you look back and you, yeah, why was I so critical? Like, we're so, yeah, mean for ourselves. Like,
yeah. So even our idea of ourselves keep changing. Like I've had those moments, mm-hmm, where I look back at photos from 2010 or 2011, like 10 years ago. And I'm like, wow, when I took that photo, I thought I looked so bad. And like, I thought I looked fat. And now, yes, I'm like, what was I thinking? It's crazy.
It's so crazy. And then that, okay. So I was thinking about that, and I had an epiphany a while ago off of that same topic. You know, I would take a picture, really beat myself up about it and say, I hated all these pictures, I looked terrible. And then same song and dance months later, I would look back and think to myself, well, why did I beat myself up so much? Like, why was I so mean to myself? And it's just one of those moments where I was like, I don't want to spend my whole life being mean to myself. You know, I only have one life to live. I was only given this one body. You know, there's only so much I can do with it. I just don't want to spend my life being mean to myself like that. So that was a huge driving force for me that came from that picture example. But yeah. So I think that's interesting. I think a lot of us can kind of get that light bulb moment or epiphany or inspiration from different times.
Yeah. And I'm curious, like if you could change the way women are portrayed in the media, how would you?
I think it really starts with, and I know a lot of companies have tried to make strides in this regard, but just even making bigger strides with having more variety in the different types of models that we even see, you know, modeling clothes and things like that. And like I said, I have seen a huge shift within the past year even, but starting by the terrible things I even will read in magazines, you know, those paparazzi magazines where paparazzi are taking pictures of celebrities or whatever, and just tearing beautiful women apart that just for no reason, just picking them apart, even starting there. I mean, if we didn't even have like young people reading those things. So that will be great as well. If we could stop having those things plastered everywhere and just start accepting that the size of your body doesn't necessarily indicate your health. So just by looking at someone, you can't say that they're healthy. So obviously what society portrays is that if you're thin, then you're healthy. And if you're whatever, not portrayed as not thin, then you're not healthy. And that's not necessarily true. Just because you're thin doesn't mean you're healthy. I mean, someone who's thin could be very unhealthy internally. We don't know their lives. And someone who is considered by society possibly overweight or in a bigger body is considered by society unhealthy, but that's also not necessarily true. That's just maybe the shape that their body takes in a healthy state. So starting by changing that narrative too would be a good place, but that's a huge fish to fry, I know.
Yeah, that's so true. So a question that I ask my guests at the end of the episode is, what is the best advice that you've ever received?
I feel like the best advice I've ever received, and it wasn't necessarily advice, I just read it somewhere, I don't think someone told me, but maybe I listened to it on a podcast. So essentially the root of it was to, if you're not doing something that makes you scared, then you're not stepping outside of your comfort zone or doing enough. And I really like to apply that to every aspect of my life. So not just career, but also with myself. You know, it's scary to really tackle body image and tackle that head on. It's really scary to tackle our relationship with food. It's, and all of that stuff too, I think is really scary. So I always try to do something that I always like to joke and say, if I'm not in pure terror at all times and I'm not working on myself. Obviously that's a little dramatic, but I always like to challenge myself. So I like that because it really makes me always try to work to be better in all aspects of my life, because a lot of this stuff is scary.
Yeah, so true. For our listeners that want to follow you or work with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm on primarily on Instagram, and my name is April Vetrano, but my handle is at Edge Health Solutions. So edge, like edge of a cliff or cutting edge health solutions. But yeah, they can find me there, and feel free to DM me or reach out or click the link in my bio, and I'd love to work with you.
Thank you so much, April, for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was so great getting to chat with you.
I would love to know what you learned from this episode. What were your main takeaways? Please connect with me over on Instagram and YouTube at SoulSense with Silkina. Also, give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast. I read every single one of them and I love them. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to SoulSense with Silkina wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.